Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Yes, I have. Thank you, State of Man, John Stringer. How y'all doing? This is going to be a different show. Because I always say that, don't I? I say that every week. And know that I'm just a beautiful mess. It's always going to be a different show when I'm playing. But you know what? The reason why I'm saying this is going to be a different show, because for the first time in my life, I am celebrating Father's Day. Really. I always had a whole bunch of jokes to make on today. Like the one, no, I'm not telling any Father's Day jokes. Nope. I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm so grateful to my daddy, Douglas Smith, in all the ways he showed up and didn't show up in my life. And I Have Forgiven was the song I knew I needed to start the show off with. And I even sang this song to John Stringer on the phone. I said, guess what? I'm not going to do it. Don't even try, my beautiful people in the chat room and on phone lines. What's up? But, yes, I did brazenly sing to John Stringer that I'm going to play his song. I sang that with all my heart off key. And he went, go ahead. So let me let you know where else you can hear State of Man music. Love this dude. I love this band, and I'm so grateful to have him in my back pocket and for the music that he makes, because it's always right on time with what's moving in my life. So to all of you who are listening, to the daughters, to the mothers, to the fathers, happy Father's Day. You get to celebrate it too, because regardless of how your father showed up in your life, he is still a part of you. And it takes two to tango, baby. So I always have mad love for my mom on Mother's Day. But I always kind of shortchanged my dad on Father's Day. And this year, Celeste Shante Morgan is saying, Happy Father's Day, Daddy in Heaven. To all of you who have fathers who have transitioned, they can still feel your love. They can still get those messages. So don't hold back, okay? You go ahead and you experience it, okay? I just had to throw that out. So let me let you know where you can find John Stringer in his State of Man. Amazing. We're going to start the show with him and end the show with him. Absolutely. But right now, the place where you can go, oh, I feel so good. I don't even know what I'm doing right now. All right. JohnStringerInc.com. There's also another place. It is ReverbNation.com/StateOfMan/songs. You can hear these songs in their entirety, and then, you know, you just go ahead and press that button that says 99 cents and support them, buy their music. They're amazing. And if I haven't told you, you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Got a day, fun planned for you. It's Father's Day, and the number one is running. One is ruled by the sun. And it shows up as the magician in tarot cards. And a magician is astrologically connected to Mercury. Now, we're in the midst of a Mercury retrograde right now. So I'm hoping that you're using these moments to evaluate and consider the things in your life you want to hold on to and the things you just want to let go of. Don't you hold on to anything that's not serving you. Okay? And how did you guys like that full moon on Friday the 13th? Was that my witchy laugh? Yes, it was. Yeah, it was fun, right? Okay, no. I was an emotional mess on Friday the 13th, to tell you the truth, to be straight up about it. But I didn't realize it was just, you know, Celeste, it was just things you're holding on to. You got to let it go. In my frozen voice. Yep, so I hope that you took that energy and was able to make some magic with it, because it's welcoming you home to yourself. Mm-hmm. And while the magician may have a lot of tricks up his sleeve, the magician in tarot cards promises we already have all the tools we need for this spiritual journey. And our show tonight is really a celebration of Father's Day and its magician energy. So what am I playing with? The magician's power tool, forgiveness, which is why we started out with, I have forgiven. I really want to sing it, but I'm not. I don't know what spiritual guide is like, go ahead and sing it. I'm like, no, I don't feel like it. Stop it. My voice went gigging last night. I know that's a day's excuse, but I'm stilling it. Okay, let's get to it. I got a lot of stuff I want to share with you. Now, forgiveness is one of those amazing tools, and it's often underrated. And it's one of the strongest tools you have in your back pocket. It really is. Because when you hold on to old stories, you lose the opportunity for new beginnings in your life. And the number one is all about fresh starts and new beginnings. So if you're still telling Father's Day jokes that don't honor your dad, I just want you to put that on pause for an hour. I'm not going to take away your fun for you, but I just want you to consider with me letting go of old stories. Because as long as you're holding on to your monsters, they will continue to terrorize you. I hope you can feel me, like I'm shaking. I hope, you know, they will terrorize you. And you could turn that big old dragon into a little teddy bear, or better yet, a dragonfly. The dragonfly's number in medicine cards is 27, and its gift is illusions. Magicians work in the world of illusions. So let's create new stories for ourselves. Can you just hold on to that for me for a little bit? If you want to go ahead and pick up beating up on your dad, you can do that. I'm not going to take that away from you. I'm just asking you to play with me for an hour. And I want to show you how we can play with this power tool of forgiveness. I got my tarot cards handy, too. And you are welcome to call in for a tarot reading. The number is 347-426-3346. I will be pulling your tarot cards tonight to support you in finding your own magic. So make sure you call in early, okay? Man, because the lines are full. Chat room real quick and give my shout-outs and look at the phone lines. I want to thank you guys for being here with me. I love you so much. I even had people who sent me a note and said, I got to be someplace else, but I'm sending love to you. That is so sweet. And my best gift that I can give to you is that you can check out this show in the archives. So if you can't be here live, you can always party with me. I see Miss Sarah, Life Coach of Day is in the house. New Chase, you beautiful being you, knees in the house. Thing. Okay, it's my boss. What can I say? No, Ade, I'm not. All right, before we get down and dirty with the number game and tarot cards, I want to tell you a little bit more about my family here at Life Conversations Radio Network. I'm so proud to be a part of this network. I get to make my dreams come true. And you've heard me say it a million times before, but it definitely bears repeating on today, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But I have always loved the radio, and technology is so amazing that I get to live my dream with you every Sunday night. And there are other places that I show up, too, so let me tell you about that as well. Every host on this network has a mission and wanting to get you from where you are to where you want to be. We all have different styles, but I promise you, we're full of love, full of laughter, and we're just funky like that. We're just cool. We're cool kids, and so are you. So make sure you join the head of the network, Life Coach A Day, on the Ask Life Coach A Day show every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. The theme for the month of June is spiritual groundedness in spite of shaky ground. He's flying solo tomorrow, and he's full of inspiration for you. So make sure you're there. I'm there, too, around 1. I do a mini version of the Celestial Show called Celestial Moment. I provide the energy of the day. And then we have our newest show on the network. It's Living in a Yes with Reverend Deborah L. Johnson at 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday nights. Rev D will be focusing on several spiritual qualities for the whole month of June. On Tuesday, she's going to talk about peace. And I know we all want some of that, so make sure that you tune in. I see the phones are going. Wow. Okay, here I am. Hi, Louie. You guys are giving me so much love, I don't even know what to do. Lady Nee is Janine's spiritual eye. Hi. Oh, my goodness, she's the host on Priestess View. Okay. I told you guys, I'm full of love today. Hey, sister, welcome. So glad you could hang out. All right. So Living in Yes with Reverend Deborah L. Johnson. Reverend D is on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then Ambassa Safara for the Play Experience, passionately loving and appreciating you, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm not sure if Ambassa is still going to be broadcasting from Australia, but she had some phenomenal shows that she did live from Australia 2 weeks in a row. And she wants to know, how strong is your sound? Check her out on the Playground of Life. You will be so happy you did. And then you could tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach A Day on the last Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Eastern. And then there's me. Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find out about all the hosts, all the shows, and you'll know when to come and check us out. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is also syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. And we've heard you, people. We hear you, family. You wanted more places to check out Life Coach Today Live. We've answered that prayer. You could check out his new show, Soul Food for Your Consciousness, every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. Get a little pep in your step when you join Life Coach Today, because that show is off the chain. I don't know what he's going to do on Tuesday, but he's all, you know, he's a fire starter. You know he is. So he's going to bring it for you. So be on the lookout for the postings on our like pages and Facebook walls, because we're definitely going to let you know about all these shows in advance. And now is the time to talk about our beautiful people who are now ancestors. What a week. Man, I felt like I was getting an uppercut all week. You know, I mean, I gotta go there. You know, Maya Angelou, that wasn't last week, that was the week before. But I'm like, okay, I know why the caged bird sings. I also know why the caged bird is crying. But Maya, I know, Mama Maya, I know you're watching over us. I know it. I have no doubt, okay? All right, so I'm getting through snotting and tissues and everything else. And then Ruby Dee, I'm like, what? Ruby Dee has transitioned. I can't take this. But you know what really helped me with that, though? The love story between her and Ozzie Davis. So I was like, okay. You know, I chilled out about that. Rick Mayall from The Young Ones transition. There I was watching Drop Dead Fred, crying when I should have been laughing. And then today, I'm dedicating this show to my father, Doug Smith, and I'm dedicating this show to Casey Kasem. I don't know if the people who are listening to me are my age or older or younger than me, but you have got to know that whether you know it or not, Casey Kasem has always been with you. Every time you watch Scooby-Doo, he's the voice of Shaggy. He's also Robin on Batman, the cartoon animation. But how I fell in love with Casey Kasem with America's Top 40, you couldn't tell me nothing. Talk to me. I had my big tape recorder, right? And I dared anybody to speak while I was taping music from the radio. I terrorized my family. And I loved them so much because they let me do it. You know, I mean, I was 10 years old in 1980. And all of my childhood to teen years, before MTV was Casey Kasem, big shout out to him. I love you, Casey, and I know you can hear me. I know you can hear me. Okay, that was my moment now. What I've never done for Casey Kasem before, I've never ran his birth cards. I talk to you guys about this all the time. Birth cards are so phenomenal in tarot. So I did a rundown of Casey Kasem's birthday and the numbers that are running today. And you will not believe this. Yes, you will not believe this, okay? I know it happened with one other person, but I can't remember who it is. It's a woman. But what I won't forget is that Casey Kasem's birthday, on his birthday, this man came in as a Wheel of Fortune magician, okay? Today, on June 15th, 2014, if somebody was born today, their birth cards would be Wheel of Fortune Magician. Hello, are you getting what I'm saying? His birth cards were his purpose on life, in life, what he was going to do. I always thought DJs were magicians, to tell you the truth. DJs, magicians, writers, artists, doctors, all of them are just magical to me. And I've always had this connection to radio and DJs. So when I discovered that, I was like, wow, I get to celebrate Casey Kasem, and I get to use a tool and show my family how they can, you know, use it for them too. So let's go into the Wheel of Fortune and Magician, which is the energy started running today. And I'm also going to put in the chat room the link for where you can find out your own birth cards. It's so amazing. It really is. My dad's birth cards are the devil and the lovers. Now, depending on how you see the devil, you can go, but don't do that about my daddy. My daddy faced a lot of things that he had to break. He was definitely had some bondage issues, and he was able to break free. And I got to know him a little better as an adult, but I did not grow up with him. So I know my daddy's birth cards. He was born the devil, 15, and six lovers. And when he transitioned, he walked into 13 death, and then he became a king, four emperor. And not only that, my daddy transitioned during the Lion's Gate, 8-8-2013, last year. So not only did my father roll out saying, I'm an emperor, my dad said, I'm going to go out through the Lion's Gate, which is a portal. Pretty phenomenal. And 8 is one of my birth cards. Okay, that's enough, Celeste. Let me give you the energy of the Wheel of Fortune and the Magician, and also let me tell you where you can find out more about this. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. You can call in 347-426-3346. I got my tarot cards handy. Oh, there, I did sing. You guys get that? I got my tarot cards handy, my mother piece cards. All you got to do is press one if you want to play. But don't you worry. I've got lots of good stuff to share with you and some tools that you can use to tap in. So, did I ever tell you I really have a big crush on magicians? They're just so rock and roll, you know? Naughty magicians. Okay, so Casey Kasem, who this show is dedicated to, and my father, Casey Kasem's birth cards were Wheel of Fortune and Magician. Those are the same energies that are running today, okay? Now, this is the story of the Wheel of Fortune Magician through Tarot. No, it's not tarot.com. Celeste Shante Morgan. No, it's not. It's the tarotschool.com/birth cards. That's where you can find this information that I'm sharing with you. Because I think it's very important to give credit, because you might be up in the middle of the night and like, what are my birth cards? It's time for you to know. So the Magician and the Wheel of Fortune share the qualities of balance and universality. They both know there is value and power in everything, that anything can be made or can become important at any moment. The Magician uses skill and intention to manipulate everything. The Wheel revels in every experience and accepts everything. The Magician awakens and enlivens whatever he pays attention to. And the Wheel is excited by whatever happens to it. Now stop right there. What? The Wheel is excited by whatever happens to it, even when it's smushing you down on the ground? Here's the key. Go to the center of the Wheel. You'll always have your balance. We're talking about the Wheel of Fortune, number 10 in tarot cards. The Wheel of Fortune is connected to the planet Jupiter, so there's expansion. Okay, so whether you're up on the Wheel or down on the Wheel, the real key is to find your balance at the center of the Wheel. But the Wheel itself is like, oh, okay, we're down. Well, what can we learn from that? Oh, we're up. Yay. Oh, you're just going to stay in the middle. Okay, then. Ride it out. I love the Wheel of Fortune. I didn't always like it when it showed up because I'm like, what does it mean? Any, mini, miny, mo? But no, the Wheel of Fortune is saying receive it all. Okay. Now, the Magician, human in form and scale, stands in one place and brings great things to pass with small gestures. And the Wheel, galactic in size and shape, spins endlessly and experiences the smallest details of every unfolding drama. The magician makes things appear and disappear like rabbits out of a hat. With focused awareness and skill, he opens up possibilities and closes them. Graceful, eloquent, and logical, he charms the willing and persuades the unwilling. Armed with unbending intent, he approaches obstacles with serene confidence and faith in his powers. His motto is, I will. And he discounts the possibility of failure. The job of the magician is tension into reality, no matter how unlikely or improbable, and in the process, to amaze all who watch him do it. The will is restless, driven to move ceaselessly from place to place, from drama to drama, at once actor and audience. It is simultaneously involved and detached, at the mercy of what it cannot foresee or prevent. It alternates between exhilaration and lassitude, high spirits and depression, good and bad fortune. Aware of the patterns and repetitions that link seemingly random events, it is unimpressed by them and is capable of patience. The motto of the will is, wee! The job of the will is to enjoy both the intensity of the unpredictable moment and the serenity of grand, dependable cycles. Now, there's also something that happens when it's unbalanced, the will of fortune and magician. Unintegrated and imperfectly realized, the magician can be willful and petty. Do you know any petty magicians? A controlling perfectionist, he can demand the impossible from himself and others, given to self-deceit and out lies. What? He pretends to have powers he does not possess in order to enhance his image and instill unwarranted confidence in others. All right. So what are we saying? That regardless of your birth cards, there's going to be highlights and lowlights, and we got to embrace them all so we can eat from the tree of life. So if there are any magicians right now listening to this, I just want you to take a deep breath. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about somebody else that's not related to you. Oh, my goodness. I'm so wrong right now. Because, see, once you're my friend, I know you're a magician, and I get to really pick on you, and I'm just having a really good time. So I will follow up with the rest of the magician, but I think I need some water and to get this laughter out. And Louis Otero, beautiful angel man that he is listening. And, man, I love your energies, too. Ooh, Louis, tell me your birthday. Let's get your birth cards. Okay. Let's take a quick break, okay? I'm going to come right back with even more for you because we still got to talk about the power tool of forgiveness. So I'll see you right after these brief messages. Thank you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your snacks in the break room and some water or tea or some wine if you have it. Whatever your little heart desires, let's make sure you get it. That is so funny. You know, I was doing something while we were taking our break. I wanted to pull some cards while we were talking. So I went to my Mother Peace tarot deck. Don't worry. I know I got to finish the Wheel of Fortune and magician stuff for you. But some interesting cards showed up, so we're going to make sure we include that tonight, too, particularly since one of them is my birth card. Thanks, Dad. Dougie Smith. I never called my father Dougie in real life. I can't believe I just said that. He's on the other side. I feel good to girl. Okay. Anyway, breathing through this. Oh, no worries. All is well. Everybody is where they need to be. Okay, so let me wrap up the rest of this Wheel of Fortune magician for you. You know, there's some magicians that have the sun. They have three cards. Now, those are some bad mamma jammas in my book. They have the sun, the Wheel of Fortune, and the magician. And I've been running into those and those who just have the Wheel of Fortune magician. But, hey, when you have a magician in your birth card, I mean, are you complaining? I don't think so. I surely wouldn't. So I'm proud of my birth cards, too, and I'll tell you about that. And also, I put a link in the chat room for you if you're curious about your birth cards. And Tamara Joy, please give your snake a kiss for me. The snake's number is number 6. That's also one of my father's numbers. So I love that she's in there. So I get to say that the snake is 6 in medicine cards. I really want to do the chant, but I'm going to stay focused right now. Yeah, the snake has a chant. It's so sexy. I love it. It's one of my favorite chants in the medicine cards. I'll break it down for my daddy. I'm going to do that. Okay, so here's the rest of the Wheel of Fortune and a magician. The wheel can be fatalistic and melodramatic, helpless in the face of events. It feels alternately victimized by circumstance and unaccountable lucky. Now, remember, this is the shadow side of it. And we all have the bright side and we've got a shadow side, and we don't run from those today. It accepts what happens as destiny, fate, or fortune. It experiences everything that happens to it as intensely important, but with no sense of control. It seeks reassurance from seers and oracles and believers and believes what they say. When things are going well, it hopes that they will continue. When things are going badly, it waits for them to get better. The will lives on hopes and fears. guides itself by past experience, and never stops moving. Together, the wheel and the magician are exciting and intense, always interesting and full of surprises. Between them, they make things happen and constantly extend the range of the possible to keep the world from getting stale. And amen, I know that to be the truth. So if you're interested in learning about your birth cards, it's very easy. Go to tarotschool.com/birth cards. And these cards are the cards that every single person has in the world. And it's on the day that you were born, you get to find out your purpose. And birth cards are definitely a tool that I use for my introspective walk, and it's helped me to get an inside track for what's showing up in my life. And my birth cards are 17 star and 8 strength, or 8 could be justice, depending on your tarot deck. So, I mean, if I'm telling Casey Kasem's business, I might as well share mine as well. Now, let's get into this conversation about forgiveness. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. If you want to know what the cards have to say to you, you've got time to call in. 347-426-3346. Is it your job? Is it your relationship? Is it your kids? Is something moving in your life right now that you're like, okay, I don't even know, Celeste. Pull some cards for me. I'm here for you. I'm happy to do it. I came up with this magic, the power tool, the magician, forgiveness, because I always remember those cheesy commercials on TV for Father's Day, like the gifts that you buy your father. And so I figured, you know, I can't buy my father power tools per se, but I can offer him and myself the gift of forgiveness, so that I can continue growing on my journey and not be held back by old stories. And I wanted to also offer that to everybody else, because everybody doesn't have that Gregory Peck dad, film dad in their life. And forgiveness. You know, I hear so many people say it, and now I'm finally starting to embody it. I think it was Life Coach Ade who first said to me, that I heard say it, that forgiveness, that true forgiveness is self-forgiveness. And I resisted that maybe 4 years ago when I heard that message, because I'm like, I don't have any reason to forgive myself. He left me, right? Wow. Yeah, he left me, but I realized, because I held so much in my heart against him, that there were some people that were being blocked out of my life, people that I love so much because of unresolved stories and abandonment issues, and I got daddy issues. And you just show me one person on this earth who doesn't have one of them. If not with both parents, at least one of them. And I didn't want to be that person. I didn't want to. I thought that I would be okay just going through the process of living my life and trying to wipe my father's memory out. And then I realized that I did have to forgive myself, because of the walls of love, of the walls of hate that I was building up, not just against my father, but against men. I didn't trust men. I didn't like them. And I certainly wasn't trying to give my heart to somebody when I could never give my heart to my dad. Okay? So I'm really feeling this power tool of forgiveness, because when I really started to go on the journey of learning my father's story, of seeing the role, you know, well, of seeing how it was playing out in my life and how it was showing up in my relationships, I was like, you know what, I really want to do something about that. So I am a part of a group, a Father's Project. It's a closed group. That's one place where I share it. The other place that I shared it was with one of my early teachers, one of my dearest friends, Don Wolf. He's on the men's panel. And I started to share my father's stories with him. And being able to talk to somebody that I could trust helped me a lot. But I still had to do the work. I still had to use the tool of forgiveness. And when I really, really did that, I finally was able to give myself the best Father's Day I ever had, which was today. Now, my dad may not have been there while I was growing up, and I actually see his absence as a blessing now, because there are things I didn't get to witness, and I'm grateful for that. But there are some quick fathers that I want to share with you in terms of positive male role models. They're on my wall. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you'll see Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers. Yep, And don't you say anything about Mr. Rogers to me. I love that man. That's the most consistent male figure in my life. Him, Morgan Freeman from Electric Company, Easy Reader. I have a clip of him up there. And when I was 13 years old, Reading Rainbow came on, and I still liked stories, and I love to see men reading. So LeVar Burton is another father figure for me. And then the real live fathers, my Uncle Jim, Jim Fireball Cohen, thank you very much, was a part of the Negro Baseball League. He helped to raise me and gave me so many quarters for ice cream trucks. Thank you, Uncle Jim, and thank you for teaching me to eat spaghetti with crackers. And my stepdad, Henry S. Harris, who I got to call today, send him a gift and wish him a happy Father's Day. And I was able to really share my story, and thank you to my stepdad, and Vandy L. Jameson as well, my principal, who is responsible for putting me in oratorical contests. When I truly learned to let go of the old stories and love my father and love myself, I was able to actually receive more fathers into my life. Mr. Simmons, all right, that's enough. And there's one more, yeah. But I promised you something, too. I promised you that I was going to share the courage that came up for me that I'm sharing with all of us. I got the Eight of Cups, the Ten Wheel of Fortune, and Eight for me in Mother Peace Tarot is Justice. And the Eight of Cups reminds us that, you know, when you see cups, it's always about emotions. It's water. And I got an octopus, and he's holding different vases and cups. And this is about gathering energy to yourself, and also a little bit of a warning about holding on to things that aren't serving you. So you want to make sure that you're capturing the good stuff. It's the Sankofa card for me, which really means going back for the good stuff. We're not rewriting history. We're just making sure that we can heal from the pain, and also remember the good times that we had too. I love this card. It's so beautiful. And the Wheel of Fortune, basically letting us know that democratically we're all going to be up and we're all going to be down, and that Wheel of Fortune, find yourself in the center and you will be safe. And I love the eight-card Justice in Mother Peace Tarot. And I would love, and if you guys know tarot, I really, really want you. I would really love for people. I've been researching something, and I want to see if you guys have noticed it too. But I understand that the eight was at first Justice in the earliest tarot decks, and then it was switched to Strength, which doesn't make sense to me, and I don't have time to tell you that again, but I'll remember it for next week because it's always on my mind. Eight, for me, really feels like it should be Justice, because the mother reminds us, the mother goddess, sacred feminine energy reminds us that we are responsible for making sure that we're available to be used to respond to life. Now, when you have eight as strength, it's like really like, you know, I have all of this power. I have this power to tame this big lion. And it feels like a me card, whereas the Justice card, you reap what you sow. Now, on my card, you've got three goddesses surrounded by a tree. One goddess is touching a deer, Another goddess is holding a crystal, and she's touching the ground, connecting with the vibrating roots in the foundation. And this other goddess is diverting a waterfall so that the tree can drink. And I love that. I love that I'm being asked first, before I receive strength from myself, to make sure that everyone around me, including myself, is being fed. So that's my passion. And I think forgiveness in the world, more of it, and people actively using it as a power tool, will help all of us be available to respond to life and let the universe, God, goddess, spirit guides, whatever, use you as a channel to bring your power through, which is why I think that forgiveness is a major power tool for all of us as magicians. Tarot follows a spiritual development for people in life, from that zero, full, to that number one magician. It is powerful energy, and we all have it, but we all don't remember that we have the tools. And there's something else that I wanted to make sure that I shared with you, which is for a father energy. Oh, okay, sure. I'm getting a question. Getting a question from the heart quarters. What does six mean? I put her back, and I'm eating a salad now. Okay, six in the medicine card, power is transmutation, being able to change lead into gold. Tamar Joy, who holds the snake, the lovers and tarot cards, and its integration. While many people think of the six lovers card as, I'm going to get my love action on, someday my prince will come or someday my princess will come, I really see the lovers card as the card of attraction and magnetism. I don't get the lovers card and think to myself, ooh, that means my lover is coming. What I really think when I get it is I must be igniting some serious energy to bring all that I want to me. So for me, I see the lover's card as attracting all of the good. Lover's energy, the two lovers for me, which also the lover's card is connected astrologically to the sign of Gemini, the twins, and I see the lover's card biggest quest is integration of mind, body, and spirit, not just looking for a love outside of me, but attracting the love outside of me by integrating my feminine and masculine energies, because we're both born with both. Yeah, so that's six. And six is ruled, the number six is ruled by the planet Venus. Love, beauty, and passion is also the number of King Shango. If you don't know who Shango is, he's the rock and roll of Orisha's spirit, God, energy of drumming, dance, and thunder. So I hope that helps you, Tamara Joy. And I think the first line of the snake chant is, yeah, I know, I need to do this because it's so funny. And I'm going to hook you up right now with this. And this is also my dad's birth card, too. So, you know, nine. Giving a shout out to my daddy. So there are so many people who are afraid of snakes. I did see something about that, Tamara. It's so silly because snakes really represent wisdom. It's on the doctor seal. We've learned to be afraid of it, but we don't have to be. We need to be respectful. I'm not telling people to run out and go, you know, mess with snakes if you don't know whether it's poisonous or not. But there's cure in the bite and in the lessons. And the snake says to us, snake, come crawling. There's fire in your eyes. Bite me. Excite me. I'll learn to realize the poison transmuted brings eternal flame. Open me to heaven to heal me again. That's from the medicine cards. That's a big shout-out to my dad. That's a big shout-out to your snake as well. Whew, what a show. I'm having so much fun. Can you see what time is doing right now? It's just a going. All right, that's all right. We're good with it. There's one more dad I need to shout out to. And this really wraps up, because it's a Father's Day show. It's a magician show. And I want to share with you something that I wrote as the little magician I am. And it's called On the Arrival of Maurice. Mama had a lot of dates with faceless men I tried never to remember, because I knew they wouldn't find the courage to seek us out in our tiny apartment again. But Maurice, with his pressed suit and soft hands, grinned at me with a sweet secret lurking behind his smile. The smell of his cologne clung to my pajamas when he picked me up, my arms draped around him, his voice tickling my neck when he'd call Mama from the kitchen. It felt like a Carolina breeze cooling my face. I watched his heavy footsteps as he twirled her to crackled Isley Brothers records. Her shoulders dropped when he'd take her in his arms. That night, I knew I could call him Daddy because he stayed long enough to be her man. And that's to a father that helped to raise me. I have no pictures, but he's always in my heart. And I love him so much. So as we release the show tonight, what sacred love medicine can I give you? Want to remember that everything that's happening is in divine order. The things that you may be crying about today, you could be laughing about tomorrow. To daughters and sons who have not grown up, with your fathers, I ask you to look around you, as Mr. Rogers taught me, for the people who are helping, because father energy, somewhere there was somebody who touched you and told you that you were special. There's some masculine force in your life on this number one magician day who showed you how to make tricks happen, how to laugh, who taught you a card game, who taught you how to tie your shoes, or who taught you to look in the mirror and say, I love me just as I am. And if that has not happened for you, then I'm going to tell you to look for your TV dads then, because as I searched and found, I know you did too. And it is not late to be father to yourself. Every single person has to learn how to do that. Father and mother, and both are needed on this walk. The sacred feminine, the sacred masculine energy, and that power tool of forgiveness will bring you so many gifts that you will be saying to yourself, be still my heart, which is the song by John Stringer from State of Man that we are going to end the show with. Don't forget the 8-card justice showed up today in the 8 of Cups and the 10 Wheel of Fortune. And Casey Kasem, I hope I did you proud because you taught me to be myself on this radio. And I promise you that I will keep doing it. This is my long-distance dedication going out to Casey Kasem, who's in heaven right now. Ma, show him the ropes. And Daddy, say thank you to him. He's the whole reason why I'm here right now. All right, family, I want to thank you for being with me. I love you so much. I hope that you love yourself. And, yeah, show us. Oh, this is so beautiful. Oh, I have to share this. Oh, Life Coach, today, hold up before you click that button. Tamara's talking about her snake. I think we naturally get scared because some are poisonous, but this little darling is so sweet. They show us how to live with fear. They are so afraid of getting eaten. She spends most of her time hiding, and when I pick her up, sometimes she jumps from fear. So my job is to soothe her as much as possible. Tamara, please, you named your snake Cinnamon, didn't you? I forgot to tell you, I thought that was beautiful. That is so sweet. And in a lot of ways, reminds me of my dad. So thank you for that. All right, Life Coach today, I know it's time to release it. But you want to come say hi real quick with me? He loves when I do this. Hey.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
Thank you for screening the calls. And happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Great show. Great show.
Thank you.
You know,
I got a great producer.
You know, it's a service. I know, right? What would you do without a great producer?
I don't know.
All right.
Okay. Oh, this is my song. This is John Stringer, State of Man. You can find him at johnstringerinc.com. Life Coach Today. I will be in the house with you tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Have a beautiful night, family. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
I have fallen on my own. I have failed to be all the things you need. I want you to see I'll get back eventually. There's just someone I forgot to be. So be still.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.